And as your grandfather once told me, when God was handing out brains, we Callaways were over at the buffet table loading up on ham.
Hi, you're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway, a ministry of Back to the Bible Canada.
Here are some signs I've seen hanging around that help me laugh. In a coffee shop, unattended children will be given an espresso and free puppies. In a restaurant, shoes are required to eat in the cafeteria. Socks can eat any place they want. Gone crazy, back soon. And on a maternity room door, push, push, push. I love that. On a plumber's truck, we repair what your husband tried to fix. And in a veterinarian's office, back in 5 minutes, sit, stay. Isn't that great? I'd visit a veterinarian like that, wouldn't you? Next time I get a head cold, I just may show up at that vet for treatment. Laughter is great medicine. We don't get nearly enough of it. But maybe the laughter is missing from your life right now. Perhaps you're wondering, will it ever return? Here are three thieves that can rob our joy. See if you agree with me. The first is guilt. Guilt robs our joy, doesn't it? Sometimes we parents wake up in the morning and there's guilt just waiting for us. We didn't get to all 32 of our child's soccer games last week. Moms especially are guilty of feeling guilty. When I was a kid, we were so poor, guilt trips were the only vacations we could afford. I sometimes feel guilty that others have it worse than I do. Do you do this? We've traveled to third world countries where people have next to nothing. Strangely, the most meaningful church services I've been in are in the third world. These people have been stripped of everything that we've been taught will make us happy, yet they are filled with joy. That doesn't mean we don't do what we can to help them, but feeling guilty about things we can't control won't top up our joy. Guilt. There's also pain. Pain robs us of joy. Some of us just like being a pain. I know a guy who calls himself a curmudgeon. He walks around looking like he's hooked up to a lemon juice IV. He said to me, Calloway, he said, I'm a curmudgeon. I said, a curmudgeon is a bad-tempered or surly person. He said, but I've been this way all my life. I said, stop it. He said, it's my personality. I said, stop it. We've got enough darkness in the world. Bring some light into it. He hadn't thought of it quite that way before. Maybe you're not a pain, but you may be in physical pain. My wife, who has given birth to our three children, rarely complains. I, on the other hand, get a hangnail? I gotta mention it on Facebook. The world must know my suffering. I know what you'd say to me. Stop it. Maybe it's pain of another kind, something far worse. The stab of loneliness, a broken heart, the loss of someone you love. We'll talk more about finding joy in tough times in the days to come. In his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 7, the Apostle Paul told readers that in the midst of trouble, he was overflowing with joy because of God's comfort. For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience, he writes, leads us away from sin and results in salvation. The third thief of joy is the greatest, sin. I've seen it destroy joy in a young couple's life when adultery was involved. I've watched it agitate, decimate, and devastate. Sin offers pleasure for a season, but make no mistake about it, at some point, it always robs our joy. If there's no joy in your life right now, ask yourself, is there sin? Don't let it rob your joy. Confess it. Make it right. The Bible tells us there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. Your confession will give the angels another reason to party, and it will give you another reason to laugh again. After all, we deserved judgment. God gave us Jesus.
Laugh Again with Phil Calloway is a ministry of Back to the Bible Canada. If you're being encouraged by the ministry of Laugh Again, would you please consider offering both your prayer and financial support? Laugh Again, a ministry of Back to the Bible Canada, is a listener-supported program and is only possible through the generosity of ministry partners across Canada. So call us today at 1-800-663-2425 or visit us online at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.